the most affordable suburbs in the southwest. I've got Joe White, who is from JMW Real Estate in Dunsborough. He's also a Rewa councillor. G'day, Joe. How are you going?
Good morning, Ian. Very well.
That's good. You've got some good news about affordable southwest suburbs.
Well, it's certainly a contrast to what we hear coming out of Melbourne and Sydney, isn't it?
Oh, it certainly is.
Like I say, everyone loves to see their values go up, except when they've got to raise a deposit for their kids' houses.
Yeah, because the kids will have their hand out. There's no doubt about that these days.
Yeah. But yeah, with some interesting data in there, Ian. I mean, you know, I'm having a bit of a laugh myself because two of the ones that came up were Collie and Manchimup, which are where I lived as a kid and where my wife lived. So, yeah. I think to me, the one that really raises my attention is you look at, say, you know, Withers and Usher, and you know, both on the coast, both, you know, particularly Withers getting sent to the Bunbury. You've got to look at that and scratch your head and say, yep. Gee, you know, there's some echoes of Mosman Park, North Fremantle, and Subiaco in there.
That's right. But there's some great affordable homes around the place. If you look at the towns, I mean, Collie, the median house price to this year to April was $205,000. That's fairly static. But when you come to Withers, that's sort of gone down. Manjimup's gone down. Kerry Park's gone down. Harvey's dropped by 14.3%. Usher's gone up just a touch by 5%. But Eton down by 8.7%. Donnybrook up by 9.2%, which still makes, you know, the median house price in Donnybrook $325,000. But, you know, it's great value, isn't it?
It is, Ian. And when you compare that to, say, what the median house price in Perth, which is $525,000, you've got to ask yourself, well, if you're on a limited means in retirement and you could move down here and live in a, you know, in a place and put that money, you know, back into some savings or take it off debt, it would certainly make your lifestyle a lot easier, wouldn't it?
It certainly would. Glen Iris, $330,000. Lovely. Bridgetown, $335,000. I'd love to live in the Blackwood River Valley there, around Bridgetown. I mean, you know, absolutely magnificent. What a great place.
Look, Bridgetown probably represents some of the best small acreage value places in the state. You know, it's seriously pretty down there. You know, growing up in Manchmont, we used to call it Fridge Town because it was pretty cold in that valley.
It still is.
Absolutely.
But it's a wonderful place to retire, and it's a really good option for people if they want to get out of the city, because it's just a rat race up there, and why wouldn't you want to live down here? Joe White, thank you very much, mate. And if you want to contact Joe for a bit of a chat, you can give him a buzz at JMW Real Estate in Dunsborough. Have a great weekend, mate.
Thanks, Ian. All the best.
Scotty Cummings, very good morning, mate. What on earth happened in Adelaide last night? What's going on there?
I don't think I'm talking to you. Did you swear at me on Twitter last night?
Oh, something like that. I think I may have called you a dickhead. But, you know...
Well, it was a tough decision to make last night. It was half-time. I switched over. I flicked over at half-time of the game. I saw Uncle Buck was on SBS. It was a tough decision to make. It's a very tough decision.
Oh, it was very funny. It was very funny.
It was. Anyway, Uncle Buck Melanoma.
Righto. Well,
it was an interesting game, wasn't it? It was unbelievable. Wow. You throw a bit of experience back into that Hawks side, and 790 games came back in last night, and they were absolutely terrific in a place that's very, very hard to win. Safe to say, mate, so far this week, I'm sitting on zero tips.
Yep, me too, and a lot of people would be, mate. Okay, tonight, the Bombers are taking on the Swans. The Swans are at home. What do you think about that?
Yeah, Swans back in business, aren't they? They've been pretty good. The Swans just starting to piece it back together. Buddy's been on fire, and Essendon's good is very good, and we've seen them upset some good sides. But I think just out of safety, I think you pick the Swans at home, just getting it together.
Yep. Okay. Now tomorrow, Port Adelaide taking on Collingwood at the G.
Yeah, yeah, massive game this one for the Pies and for Port. They haven't seen the MCG for a little while, Port Adelaide. Haven't seen it this year, but the good news for them is that it hasn't changed since last time they were there, so it shouldn't prove many shocks for them. But at the end of the day, mate, we've got one team that sacked me and one that let me retire. So I'm tipping the Pies.
Good
idea.
The
Pies are an upset, and I'm going for them.
Rightio. The Brisbane Lions are at home at the Gabba to the Giants.
Yeah, Giants, I think, will be comfortable against the Lions. Probably the only team in the comp amazing that you can put a line through not making finals at the moment. And the Giants celebrating Heath Shaw's 250th. If you haven't seen his press conference early on in the week, hump that down and have a look at Shaw at his best. He's a lunatic, but we love him.
All right, excellent. The Bulldogs in North Melbourne at Etihad on Saturday.
Been under attack, the doggies here in Melbourne. They've been A lot of rumours about infighting, which they've shut down. A lot of rumours about over-celebrating that they've tried to shut down. I reckon Bevo will be playing on this. And what that can do, and we've seen it for 100 years now, it really galvanises the team when you come under attack like that. And I think they'll beat North, who Brad Scott has yelled out and called for the shinbone of spirit to be shown. And that's their desperate card. That's what they go to when they need a win. But I think the Doggies, I'm giving them one more shot at it, and I think they beat North.
Cool. Eagles in Melbourne, and that's at Domain, so the Eagles are at home.
I'm coming over, mate. I'm looking forward to it. I'm on a kite tonight heading over for the game and looking forward to being around Domain, doing some filming for the front bar and looking forward to that. I reckon the Eagles win, mate. I reckon the D's have been very, very good. But without Nath Jones and without Jack Watson, wasn't that long ago that when Jack Watson was out of the side, it was a good thing for Melbourne, but he turned into a pretty good player. And he's actually quite a loss for him. And I think the Eagles set the benchmark last week for how they've got to play, and I think they win.
All right, Simmons Stadium on Sunday. The Cats are at home to Freo.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck, Freo.
Exactly. Yeah,
coming against a side who disappointed last week, and they had a good crack against the Eagles, but didn't get up, and they'll be angry, and they'll be back home at Skilled, and I think a tough gig for the Dockers, so I think Geelong win that comfortably.
Certainly will be. Now, MCG, Sunday afternoon, and the Tigers are taking on Carlton.
Should be a belter, mate. Should be 80,000 there, depending on the weather, and I think the Tigers are a pretty good side. I think we just all sit back and wait for the inevitable crash that the Tigers generally deliver, and we sit back and toast marshmallows and watch them burn. But I think
young.
Yeah, absolutely. Turn each other like there's no tomorrow. But Carlton have got a bit of swagger back. You know, they've got a bit of confidence about the place at the moment, and they're going pretty well. Their rebuild is probably happening quicker than we would like. But I think I'm going to stick with the Tigers on this one, mate.
Yeah, all right, me too. And the last one for the round, St Kilda are at home to the Gold Coast Suns.
Yeah,
Etihad.
Saints back in business last week. They were really, really good, albeit against North, who were poor. But I think they'll ruin Gary Ablett's 300th celebrations. What a great career it's been. The little master, he'll go down as one of the all-time greats. But I think he'll be chaired off with a guard of honour of both sides, but without a smile on his face. So I think the Saints win that one.
All right, mate. You have a safe flight over, and have a great
weekend.
Thank you, brother. We'll catch up with you next week. Take it easy.
All the best, mate.
Fishing. A jerk on one end of a line, waiting for a jerk on the other end.
Oceanic Marine,
the only specialist boating service centre in Busselton.
Yes. G'day, Holly. How are you, buddy?
Yeah, good, mate. Yourself?
Not bad, mate. Not bad. The weather hasn't been too special. You've been getting out much?
Nah, the weather's been, insane, which is sort of good. It'll stir up all the fish, all the crabs, hopefully. Last Friday was the last time we'd been out when I spoke to you, and we were the only boat out there.
Yeah.
The swell was still up last week, but we actually caught two 600-mil dewies and two 600-mil pinkies. But the dewies, right, because we gill and gut straight away.
Yeah.
Normally the gills are a bit browny, darky colour and the blood per se. But then these two dewies were really bright, neon-y red blood and the gills, and the scales were just like a sheet of glass. They were the healthiest fish I've ever seen in my life. And even when I froze them like that night, filling them all up, the flesh was just so white because we don't use the ice slurry. We just use frozen water bottles.
Yes.
And then as soon as we gill and gut, we put whatever size bottle into the chest of the dewey, put the wings back around them.
Oh, okay.
And guys, the meat comes home just never seen. But they were the healthiest dewies I've ever seen fishing out there for 20-odd years. So
that's good news, a really good sign.
Yeah,
that is great sign.
Last weekend, too, the guys on the jetty, I was talking to Paul Taylor. He was out there like 4 or 5 days in a row. He said you'd cast out, hooking a squid. But he said there was about like a line of about 150 crew, shoulder to shoulder, throwing out, and everybody was pulling in squid.
Wow. Good size
ones, too. I know. But that was that moon phase. So, and even with the murky water, I was actually talking to Will this morning. He said they were out there that time, too, and the water's still murky, but they're still cleaning up on the squids. So, maybe you might get a couple more this weekend. The wind's really blowy today, tonight, tomorrow it's starting to ease, and Sunday it's still easing, but you might be able to get off there. The snapper is still going off at Monaghan's. Black as you need to get down there. I think the guys are cleaning up down there. And maybe so much there is because there's a fourth row drain, like just a drain that comes out of runoff from the hills.
Yep, fish love
maybe
those.
That's just blowing down stuff and the snapper and the mullow actually should start coming around too now. So, but hopefully these blows will stir up the crabs. Like I say, the weather's not looking too good for the weekend, but tight lines, guys.
It's time for our weekly roundup of what's been going on. Cranky old men. Hello, Cliff Reeve.
Oh, hello.
Let's have a look at some of the stories this week. The big four banks had their credit ratings downgraded, basically because they tried to blame us.
Yeah, Kel surprise.
Right?
Because didn't see that coming.
We're dodgy with our loans, so let's downgrade them.
It's, we love them.
Point the finger. This was a bit of a shock. Not really. Dog meat sold to Bali tourists. What's going on over there? That is just horrendous. Another reason why you'll never get me going back to Bali or Indonesia. It's nowhere near what it used to be. It's a different place, full of corruption, full of people eating dogs. It's just not
on. I like it.
Yeah. Okay, good. Off you go.
I will as soon as I can.
Narcotics are being stolen from WA hospitals. Well, I'll take, you know, things that don't surprise me for 50. Thank you very much. I mean, you know, of course they are. You've got to keep them locked up and keep on top of that sort of stuff.
Yes, I guess so.
And also, you know, the Shark Shield devices are nearly sold out of, you know, they're nearly sold out.
Do you know how to get around that, not to have to worry about the Shark Shield devices?
Stay out of the water.
Yes, I did this year. I know, look, I know it's irrational fear, but, like, you know, there's a chance.
Righto, so, okay. But this is all because of the rebate the Labor government brought in.
Yep.
And they've been absolutely, you know, knocked over with the amount of people that are buying them and getting the $200 rebate, which is a great idea. So,
amen,
well done, Mark
that.
McGowan, but you should do it a lot more. And as for Shark Shield, you better start making a few more because you've run out. But let's talk about something. You know, the most amazing thing this week, the greatest album of all time. Which,
that's what you want to talk about? The
yes,
big issue of the week?
The big issue of the week.
Gee,
Led Zeppelin 4.
Kennedy.
Led Zeppelin 4 was knocked off by East from Cold Chisel. Now, East, great album, all the rest of it, but you know, seriously, knocking off Led Zeppelin 4?
But it depends on who rings. If people don't ring or if they don't get up off their fat and wobbly and go to our website, register, and then contact us and say, I think Led Zeppelin 4, well, if you don't vote, don't bitch. Pretty simple, really. It's like the irrelevantati who write to the paper all the time and they've got the answers for everything. If, you know, an amen that they're up there at least. But if you don't put your hand up, well, sorry, don't come and talk to me. And that's how come Led Zeppelin 4 lost.
What about this? Whispering Jack beat out Dark Side of the Moon 53-47%.
Same again.
That is ridiculous.
Same again.
Victoria,
my friend, John Farnham fan, probably put about 27 different points in there saying yes, yes, yes. And if you don't put your hand up, well, tough luck.
And you know the biggest one?
What's that?
Was very line ball, and look, Born in the USA by Springsteen knocked off Sgt. Pepper's from the Beatles, and I know
Absolutely correct.
Are the huge...
Well done, yes, yes. To all of the people who put their hands up for that, good for you. Well done.
And what is it? Was it 7 or 8 Bruce Springsteen tattoos you've got all over your little bod these days?
No, I haven't, no.
Mate, seriously?
I've got to get one.
Seriously? Led Zeppelin losing, Dark Side of the Moon losing, Sgt. Pepper's losing. Do members of our club have any idea about music whatsoever?
If they don't contact us and say, I think that Dark Side of the Moon is better, well, don't come and talk to me.
The final semis
you didn't have your
are
say.
Today, Cliff, and the grand finals later this afternoon.
You're right. I got some twins.
You know what?
You
I'm really glad it's Friday, Cliff, because I just need to go and bury my head in the sand somewhere.
Well, I'm glad
for the
it's
weekend
Friday too, because I don't have to see you for a couple of days.
Are you going to Bali?
Have you been working out?
No, I haven't.
Obviously.
Jeez, is that it, is it?
Got it again.
Is that it? Yeah, okay. All right. Anyway, you have a shocking weekend.
I will, just for you.
And we'll see you next week.
Love you too much.
You're on the Southwest Triple M. Morning. Goodbye, Cliff.